Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Hidden Wisdom Radio, shining wisdom on everyday issues of the heart, mind, and soul, hosted by Bernadette and Sophie, life and relationship coaches, using our intuitive gifts to shed wisdom on all of life's issues. This is Bernadette, and I'll be doing our opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, give us the ears to hear, the eyes to see, and the heart to understand all that you wish us to know. Teach us how to co-create with you a life of love, joy, and compassion for ourselves and others. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to my co-host, Sophie McNeely.
Hello!
Okay, we're going to have to talk about that hello thing.
There's a okay.
Okay, but I can't tell you on the air. So anyways, welcome, Sophie. And welcome everyone in the chat room. We've got Lady Athena, Sister Sabbath is Sophie. For everyone who wants to ask a question in the chat room, I'm showing up as Hidden Wisdom Radio. And we've got Carrie. Welcome, Carrie. Forever Circle of Angels, welcome. And anyone else that comes and goes. Tonight we're going over the Mercury retrograde in Virgo. So Sophie actually did a lot of research on this. And I'm going to kind of just sit back and... yeah, let her take it, and I'll interject when I feel like it. But if you guys have questions, feel free to call in 347-324-3890. Wait, is it 91 or 90? 91. Sorry, guys. 347-324-3891. Go ahead and call in with your questions about the retrograde, or if you have comments or whatever you're going through, would be really glad to hear from you guys. So, Sophie, take it away.
Yay! Well, the reason we're, one of the reason, oh my gosh, we're talking about, see, it's already Mercury retrograde stuff, I can't even talk right. Mercury's retrograde in Virgo, and Virgo is the sign of the perfectionist, going deeper through mundane issues into something cosmic, and peeling back the layers, and so this is a really sort of a time of real critical thinking, and so we're finding ourselves scattered because there's so much going on, and this is really a time for all the signs to be looking at healing projects. That's another thing that's sort of a Virgo realm experience. So this is how we relate to service in our work environment, therapeutic environments, and for our Aries friends out there. This Virgo Mercury retrograde is a sixth house event. And so one of the questions that you might find yourself asking is, you know, is the work I'm doing allowing me to express my drive and passion, or am I feeling stuck without maybe the ability to express my true passion? And so this is really a time to be asking yourself questions about that, and whether or not it makes sense to make changes, or if you are comfortable with the status quo. That's the beauty of a Mercury retrograde, is it gives us an opportunity to really think about that and move beyond the stock answers, the sort of rehearsed scripts we have for ourselves, and to really examine and reevaluate what we think about that, how we feel about it, and is it true for us anymore? Are these... ideas we have about how what we do for work and service, are they still relevant for us today? And if not, where do we need to tweak that and change it to make it relevant? So that's kind of what I'm seeing as the theme really for all the signs. With Taurus, we're looking at more of relationships. This is Virgo is a detail-oriented, mentally fixated, sort of hygienic sign of the zodiac. And Taurus is experiencing some of this energy in their fifth house, where we see ourselves going on adventures, experimenting, taking risks, having romantic flings. And it really can be one of the most vital creative art studios of our human experience. And I'm taking a lot of this information from Eric Francis, who is the author of planetwaves.com. He's an excellent astrologer, but this is also coming from, you know, just some of my own observations with clients and friends and some of the things that we've talked about.
Well, Taurus right now, and mind you, anyone who's listening, when we're talking about the signs, it's going to hit you in your, if your sun sign, like as she goes through the signs, Aries sun sign, but also Aries rising. If you have that sign in your rising, pay attention to what it's hitting. Like with Aries, it's true. I mean, it is hitting your job and in the sixth house, but sixth house is also like work, or not work, health, you know, health issues, health.
Yes.
And daily routines. And then, like, what I know about Taurus and the way it's hitting Taurus is financial issues, aside from relationships. And it is hitting them on the relationship front, but also financial issues are coming to the fore and stuff you haven't dealt with for 3 months. Guess what? They didn't forget about you.
Yeah.
They're coming back to get you.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And it's definitely a time for reviewing all of those areas. And even, too, with the Taurus person and the money issues, the sort of everyday, you know, how am I going to pay the bills, there really is some communication there, some parallels between how we relate to that and what happens in our current intimate relationships. Like, how do those values translate into how I relate to my current relationship? What does that mean? You know, so I'm finding that, you know, that's definitely, everything's sort of a mirror that reflects your values about something else, and it's definitely a time to reconsider what that is for all of us.
Well, Tina makes a good point in the chat room. It's also going to depend on where your Mercury is. If you have a Mercury in Virgo, you know, or if your Mercury is, pay attention to whatever sign it's hitting in. If you don't know your chart, get one. And I'm running a special on my site I put out on the newsletter for anyone that read it. If you don't have a chart or you haven't had one done, it's not hard to figure it out. So before you go on, I have a caller online, and caller, if you're listening to this, we are not doing any kind of reading. But if you have a question or a comment about the Mercury retrograde, the topic at hand, we'd be glad to take your call, and I'll take it in just a minute. We're going to let her get through another couple of the signs as far as where it's hitting, and then we'll take your call. So, again, we're not doing readings. For anyone who's looking for a reading, you can reach Sophie through Facebook. Her link's on the Hidden Wisdom page. If you want to reach me, it's BernadetteSvision.com. So go on, Shove.
Oh, I thought we had a caller.
Well, no, I'm going to let you go through a couple signs first and make sure the caller isn't looking for a reading, and then I'll take it.
Okay. So Gemini, again, and Lady Athena does make a good point. What we typically do with sun sign astrology, particularly in trying to make predictions about what various sun signs might be experiencing, we imagine that all the sun signs have their Aries ascendant, and then we do our translations based on that as the sun and various planets make aspects and move through this. And right now with this Mercury retrograde in Virgo, what we're seeing is that this is affecting Gemini in their fourth house, which is really for us the house of fathers, paternal lineage. And with Virgo sort of superimposing her feminine experience and her critical thinking sensibility, what we're seeing a lot of is, how did fathers express their masculinity? What was their experience in relationships with the women around them? And also, which gender experience as a Gemini are you most identified with?
Mm-hmm. Well, in fourth house, too, is family relations, real estate matters, domestic issues. So you, if you're not getting hit on that side of it, you may very well get hit with something to do with your home or property, whether you're relocating or you're looking at making improvements. It's a time when it's retrograde to not kind of take an initiative, but to wait for a better time. You know, and while these issues will come up during the retrograde, it's just not a good time to initiate things that are pertaining to that. It's good to wrap it up. It's good to look back at the past, you know. Not a good time to start or initiate a project, especially, you know, with the sign with Gemini, the way it's hitting Gemini, not a good time for any of those issues. So don't, you know, move house or buy a new house or or make any moves.
Right, absolutely.
Until the time is over. And I mean, Sophie can tell you more about the whole father stuff, but the warnings that sort of are out there with the Mercury retrograde of things not to do, you know, think about those things, but don't make any big moves, because if you do, it will either be delayed, be a problem with the contractor, be a problem with the contract, and things like that. So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And I also want to concur with something you mentioned earlier about Virgo being a sign that kind of rules health issues and service to health issues. This is also a time to be aware that if you get a diagnosis from your doctor that's less than pleasant, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not true or that it is true, but it is a good time to consider a second opinion and to look into all of the available treatment options for whatever the diagnosis may be, and to really sort of pause before making any big decisions about how you want to proceed. And I think that that's true in virtually every area of our lives when we're considering making a major change. I guess during a Mercury retrograde phase, you kind of want to avoid exactly making big changes or big forward movements, because what you'll find is that you may have missed some of the details. And again, Virgo is very detail-oriented, so you're going to see that if you're trying to take shortcuts or maybe, you know, multitask a lot of projects. I know a lot of us are guilty of juggling. What you'll find is that during a Mercury retrograde phase, you may feel as though you're spreading yourself just a little too thin. And it's also, it's a good way of reminding us that we do need to rest once in a while. We live in a culture that's production focused. And, you know, oftentimes we don't give ourselves permission to reflect and to really consider how the result of our actions really does make us feel. What do we really think about it? Yeah. Mm. So.
Yeah. Well, and back to Gemini. I mean, the one thing I know, with, like, family relations with Mercury retrograde, with it being affecting the fourth house, the solar fourth house, it really is not a time to be judgmental with family members. You really got to sit back and not be judgmental with family members and just sort of observe. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the idea of suspending judgment for the moment. And it's a skill that it takes some time and some maturity to sort of be able to carry off. But absolutely, this is a time where that may be the case. You may, you know, for example, hear of a conflict in your family and immediately have an inclination toward one side or another, only to discover later that there were some details that, had you known before, might have changed the tenor of your response. So that's why this is a time to, you know, not necessarily be afraid to proceed, but to proceed mindfully, to be present. And that's another thing that I know you and I were just talking about this earlier today, is that it, there can be times where there are so many priorities to respond to that you find yourself, again, spreading yourself so thin that you've forgotten to be present because you're so focused on the outcome, the goal that you're working toward. Yeah.
Well, before we
go on this call,
see what the caller wants to talk about.
All right.
Take the call. Gonna try. Skype caller, you're live and on the air with Bernadette and Sophie. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sharon. I wanted to know, now, about the retrograde, if you're born with a retrograde, does that make a difference, like in your natal chart?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It does make a difference. What you'll find affecting sort of the flavor of your retrograde is the house that you find the Mercury happening in and also the sign that it's traveling with. So that's a very good question, and that's why each of the signs are sort of engaged in a healing project. I really like that as sort of the key word for this Mercury retrograde in Virgo. We're engaged in a healing project, but each of us is having that healing project in sort of a different environment in our life, a different stage, if you will. You know, for example, Geminis, we talked about that happening in the fourth house. This talks a lot about early relationships and, you know, sort of the father role. And then for Cancers, we're looking at siblings and communication and the ability to express oneself and, you know, sharing ideas. You know, and even on a more specific level, the lost art of writing itself. Do you know what I mean? Communication via email has become, you know, be right back as BRB. And, you know, we've lost some of the artfulness of communicating and just expressing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said something recently that the ability to express your ideas is a pathway to sanity. And the feeling of being understood is really part of the whole pursuit of, you know, connecting ourselves with our own divinity, really. So this is, you know, one of the challenges or opportunities, depending on how you want to look at it, of this Mercury retrograde with Virgo, kind of as its partner to season and flavor the whole experience for us.
Right.
And I'll tell you, because I was born during a Mercury retrograde, I always get hit with them a month in advance. And by the time it hits, it starts to slow down for me while it starts to pick up for everyone else. But I always get it literally a month ahead of time. It's like, all right, what's up with that? But I was born during a retrograde. Were you?
Yes, I was. And I was wondering why it's been.
It hits you early?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's funny because some astrologers will tell you if you're born during a retrograde, they don't affect you as much. I will agree with that. But I'll qualify it by saying it won't affect you as much while it's going on in the calendar, but it still affects you. It just affects you ahead of time. And by the time you're through your retrograde, everyone else begins theirs.
Oh, great. That's good news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it gives you sort of
too.
It gives you sort of an amazing opportunity, too, really, because you have sort of really built in a sense of being able to reflect on things that pertain to your specific Mercury retrograde. So it's interesting. It's interesting to look at your chart, I think, and to also look at these sort of weather reports of where the planets are and how they might affect folks. It's interesting sometimes if you can chronicle that, maybe even over the period of a month, and see really how affected you are by some of these planetary energies or influences, and if that can possibly serve your growth in any way.
Right, that is so true. I need to really do that. I'm just kidding.
It's
kind
of fun.
I answered your question.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, bless her heart.
So
that was a great question.
We have another caller on the air, too, and then we're gonna move on through to some, but I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Area code 213, you're live and on the air with Bernadette and Sophie. Who's this?
Hi, hello, this is Jarvis.
Hi, Jarvis. What can we do for you?
Hi, how are you? Well, I just have a question about my career, my job issues.
We're not doing readings, hon. We don't do readings on this show. Yeah, sorry. If you want to ask a question about the retrograde, that's fine, but we don't do readings on this show.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, so for anyone that missed that, we don't do readings on this show. And as far as my volume, I'm up as loud as I can go, so I don't know what's going on. I hope you guys can hear me. Mercury retrograde. Thank you.
All right. That's funny. And so we've kind of covered most of the early signs, and I have Leo and Virgo. Yeah. Well, Cancer really is going through relationships and the healing project with siblings. Again, you know, this is Virgo traveling third house with Mercury in the retrograde station. And so it is, again, sharing ideas, things that you haven't talked about with your siblings for a while, unresolved stuff. Mercury really wants to sort of reactivate old talents and gifts you have in creativity and expression, and just, you know, to sort of reconnect with siblings and sort of have an opportunity to resolve things. You may find that, you know, suddenly there's family reunions to go to, or, you know, a wedding is happening, or the birth of a new baby, things like that that present opportunities for you to either plan to be together or to be together and maybe, you know, reconnect and make contact with those parts of yourself. But again,
well, and Cancer
it's really
being a sort of intuitive sign. The one thing with Cancer is right now you can't trust that your intuition is going to be up to par during the retrograde because of the way it hits you in your communication with others. So beware of that. That really, you know, if something hits you and you're kind of reacting to the energy, it may not be your own. It may just be an empathic thing, and you're just not clearly nailing what it is. And other people may misunderstand you, or you may misunderstand them. That's a big one for Cancer during this retrograde in Virgo. And really just give yourself some extra time and space to check what you're saying and what you're hearing before you jump to any conclusions, because, boy, I've already seen it with a couple Cancers. They've kind of jumped the gun on some things, and all I can do is sit back and wait and let them catch their breath and then clarify, really clarify with them. So it's important for you to ask for clarification if you're Cancer, or if you have a Cancer rising or Mercury in Cancer, because that's where it's going to hit you, you know.
I have to say I agree wholeheartedly with that. And one of the most important things about sort of the conflict of Virgo and Cancer ultimately is that, as you say, Cancer is such an emotional sign. They're so sort of sensually intuitive. And so Virgo being there, it's very logical. The Virgo wants an explanation, and they really want to understand the explanation. It's not enough just to have the explanation hanging out there. And so, and then that explanation is then going to be critically picked apart. And it's not necessarily always a bad thing, but to have that energy combining with the Cancer energy that sort of wants to feel their way through things. And, you know, if maybe it's a little too hot, we can sort of protect ourselves for a while and put up our defense mechanisms. And that's, again, you know, what you're reflecting in some of the experiences of your Cancer friends, of how they've sort of leapt to a conclusion ultimately to protect themselves from, you know, a perceived hurt. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And Mind Detox is asking, what if Mercury is in Virgo? The things we're reviewing right now with the planets, you know, each sign, it is about Mercury in Virgo and how it affects each sign. So we are actually going over how it's affecting you individually with where your sun sign or your rising is. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. Lady Athena, you can't send me a private message. Sorry, there's no way to do it. Well, maybe there is. Carrie's saying click on the person's name, so I don't know how to do that. But anyways.
Here's one way to think of Virgo has a big influence right now with this particular Mercury retrograde. Mercury rules the planet, or Mercury rules the sign Virgo, rather. So if you think of Virgo as a kind of personality all on its own, it would be very likely a woman, a virgin, you know, somebody who's a Mother Teresa-type personality, a Florence Nightingale, somebody who heals the sick and the wounded and all of that kind of great imagery, okay? But then now she's traveling with Mercury, who also has lots of interest in communication and is more of an androgynous almost kind of energy. So if you imagine those two personalities sort of really merging together and mixing it up, and then traveling through the sign of Cancer, which, you know, has its own personality, then you can sort of make sense of the relationship that's going on, and then the conversation, the dance, really, that's happening with all of these energies. And I guess as a Virgo person, what you would want to be aware of right now, particularly with this retrograde, is that you're really activating a lot of very personal and spiritual issues about how you relate to service. Again, it's a healing project with this retrograde, and it's an opportunity to review unresolved wounds, really, that you have about healing and service. For example, many Virgos have a sense that they have to sacrifice themselves completely to a cause or, you know, an ideal that they're in service to, and maybe that's not always true. That what we're really looking for is balance, right? So this Mercury retrograde gives us an opportunity to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And, yeah. You know, there are so many things about a retrograde that are positive. I mean, we a lot of times feel the negative, and we just don't really recognize what is the positive. And, yeah, we have a lot of, we have, what, 3 to 4 Mercury retrogrades a year, and it goes back over the last few months, you know. it's a good time to, you know, Sophie and I were talking earlier, it's a good time to look back over the last 3 months of things that are sort of recurring issues in your life, recurring themes, or dramas, so to speak. You know, what is your drama? What is the thing that keeps showing up as a drama in your life or something that's so overwhelming you don't know what to do with it? Mercury retrograde is a good time to get quiet, journal, and look at what is it that I'm not getting, because you'll get it more during a retrograde because everything sort of slows down whether you like it or not.
Exactly, exactly. And in a way, again, I feel like the way that these planets are communicating with us and sort of influencing us is by telling us, hey, you know, it's a good time to just take a break. This is campfire time. You know, get the marshmallows out, make your s'mores, and engage in activities that will allow you to sort of access your subconscious and sort of give things a litmus test. What really do you value that you need to have in your life moving forward? And what are you ready to let go of? So that's what I find, you know, in terms of being positive. And I'm a Scorpio, too. So I'm used to crash and burn it all up and look in the hot coals and ashes for something worth salvaging. So I tend to look at things that have historically been viewed as sort of malevolent or, you know, darker for one reason or another, a more shadow aspect of a challenge. I tend to look at it in a way that hopefully helps me and others transcend the idea that it's that ending something or changing something is always a bad thing. You know, it's always about perspective. And that's kind of, you know, what our Leo friends are experiencing right now in their second house with this Mercury retrograde is, you know, discussions about property. You know, what you really own that is yours, as opposed to what comes to you or what you're expecting to come to you through a relationship that's, you know, either intimate or, you know, a family relationship. It's about what you have and what you do with what you have, about what you value and how we sort of use our energy to reflect those values in our everyday life. And so, again, the healing project is to serve and work, processing information, thinking critically about what we value and how we manifest that in our lives. So,
well, and for the Leos, personal finance, I mean, big time, you know. And it is that whole thing about, you know, what you value. But it's funny because Leos are getting hit with, like, a push to get their finances in order, a push to get their relationship to money and income, you know, how they earn their money in order. But you're not supposed to really finalize anything with any of it. It's just you'll have ideas, you'll have great ideas, but don't take that next step on that venture until things are better within your control. You know, wait for the retrograde to end and then move forward. But for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yay. It's a perfect time to, you know, proceed with revisions and reminders and all this stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot that can be sort of taken from all of this and use it to your benefit. You know, Leos have a lot of energy anyways right now, just in general. It's a time for them to have a lot of energy, so good times.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I know you told me that because I only got to Virgo.
You're on Virgo, though, right? Did you get through it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
we went through.
Tell us about Virgo.
Well, yeah, the Virgo was the lady, I think she called in and she wanted to know how it was affecting her. Or no,
right.
That was the retrograde lady. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, my bad. Forgive me. So that's the deal with the Virgo folks right now is that they, too, are really, you are in a unique place among all the signs for this reason. I think that the Mercury retrograde through your sign sort of amplifies your ability to transcend a lot of what's going on, because you sort of already have this inherent, innate understanding of this critical energy and why it exists and why it's important and all the positive sides of it. The retrograde is going to give you an opportunity to be less self-critical and to look at sort of when you're having those dialogues with yourself about what you do and why and you know what you value and what you give your energy to, you're going to be able to really put a more spiritual lens on it, I think, and own it in a way that you haven't been able to really own it before. Do you know what I'm saying? I think it's one thing mm-hmm. to get something intellectually, to look at it on paper and say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But it's another thing to really make it your own.
Yeah, personalize it.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what the Virgo with this Mercury retrograde is experiencing. So I feel very positive.
But one thing to watch for with the Virgo, if you have Virgo, Virgo rising, Mercury in Virgo, you really need to watch for people misinterpreting your mixed signals, your body language. You know, there's people that will complain, people in your life that will complain that you seem sort of emotionally distant or you're kind of uncommunicative and hard to reach and, you know, you're not being clear, and so they take it sort of personally themselves. Just deal with it for now because it will pass. But try and be very present about how am I carrying myself? How am I speaking? You know, am I putting my foot in my mouth? Am I saying yes, but my body's saying no? Because whatever mixed mm-hmm. signals you put out there with this retrograde, it's going to be picked up by other people as, you know, what's up with you? I can't get through to you. You're so far away. And so the Virgo kind of has to work on either dealing with things as status quo or being kind of compassionate towards what other people are getting from you and being very clear on how you're expressing yourself body-wise and word-wise and all of those things. And then go back over the last few months again. If the retrograde's meant to take us over the past, okay, how have you communicated? You know, I can't tell you how many times I talk to people face-to-face and watch their body language. I love that show, Lie to Me. Love that show.
Yeah.
You know, because you sit there and someone will be saying something, and yet if you really pay attention to their body language, their facial movements, what's going on with their eyes, it's pretty interesting what you can pick up. But with the Virgo right now, it's really important for you to be very clear in what you say and how you say it and how your body is expressing it. Because if you're saying, yes, come near, but you've got your arms crossed, the person on the receiving end is going to get that and just go, what's up? You know, you're pushing and pulling at the same time, and that's how you'll be experienced during this retrograde. So just be really clear on it, really clear on it, and you won't have as many issues, but it will also help you to kind of get to that place, like Sophie's talking, of being very present.
Yeah, I have to say I agree completely with that. And I think this is true for all of the signs right now in terms of healing projects and what's happening with us individually. And again, going back to, you know, really take a look at where you've been over the last 3 months. What are the recurring themes? When you say, you know, what are your dramas? Let's deal with them. That's exactly the kind of energy that this Mercury retrograde brings with it. And remember that Mercury is this planet of communication. And the best place to start communicating is with ourselves. And so it really is, when we talk about our dramas, our, you know, these themes that have recurred over the last several months, you know, you can do something to fix them if you're ready. And part of Mercury retrograde asks us, are you ready? And what is it about this that really is bothering you? What is it that's really getting under your skin? So I agree that what we're going to experience as some of the challenges is sort of this dissonance that makes us uncomfortable enough to finally say, okay, I need to do something about this. And, you know, what is that? What is the strategy? And how do I invent something that's going to work and, you know, help me get my needs met and also serve the needs of others. So.
Right. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Well, we're at Libra now.
Yes.
Libra rising,
yes.
And Mercury in Libra. And Libra is getting hit in the 12th house. Yeah, 12th house, which is, you know, 12th house can be hidden things. It's about things that are working sort of against you, things that are a bit deceitful. You know, it really is things that demand your attention from those areas in your life. So whether it's you that's been deceitful or somebody else that's not told the truth, you know, communications that come through are going to hit you like a ton of bricks if they're not done in an honest way. So I would caution Libras right now, be honest. Be honest and be authentic, because that is what it's calling you to do. And in the areas where you haven't been over the last few months, it's time to really look at that and then sort of confess it to whomever you haven't been honest with and clear that up. You know what I mean? The other thing, too, is it does affect Libras with travel, education, and legal stuff. So in those areas, put off travel if you can during the retrograde. It may not pull off the way you want. You'll have delays or whatever. With education, you may be a little too scattered to deal with things the way you normally would and get things as you normally would. So, again, non-judgmental is the key word for this one with Libras, too, because if there's falseness in someone and your initial reaction as a Libra is to say, wait a minute, that's not fair and I'm calling you out on this, it's going to blow. So it's really better examine yourself and not other people during this retrograde for the Libras, because while they're very fair and like everything to be balanced, it can turn into an argument depending on who you're dealing with, and it's just not worth it. It really is time for you to look at you. Where am I not being fair? Where am I not being honest? And those things. So caution.
I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that, because that's exactly what I was thinking, is where is Libra not being honest with themselves? Because ultimately, Libra loves to take the path of least resistance in order to achieve balance and harmony. And so often they deny their own needs to the point where, you know, there's no alternative left for their little latent energies to be expressed. Exactly, the scale dip. Yeah. And so things have to come back into balance at some point, or, you know, it becomes toxic and people get unhealthy. So it's absolutely, I'm so glad that you said that, because that's exactly what Libra needs to do right now. Thank you very much.
So when Libra's got some other funny planetary stuff coming up with Saturn and Pluto. So Libras, you have quite the walk ahead of you, but it really is time to walk your walk and walk your talk and talk your walk and circle round again, because you're going to be held accountable. I mean, this time, for some reason, the way the planets are lining up, Libra's really being called to get real, to get honest. And if you're not and you've been hiding anything, it's smacking you all year, not just during this retrograde. You're going to feel it more during the retrograde, but all year. So try to tell the truth.
Yeah. It's always a good policy.
Yeah. And you're at Scorpio, which you know all about because you're Scorpio.
Yes, I have a little fun with Scorpio. One of the things I'm learning about being a Scorpio right now with this retrograde is that I am asking myself questions really about how I use my energy in my work to serve others. And, you know, I notice that a lot of times I attract clients to myself who have experienced many of the same issues that I have experienced at different times in my life. And I find I learn from them as much as I give to them a lot of times. So I'm very grateful for that. One of the things I'm learning right now or seeing with many of my clients is sort of, oh gosh, I'm always, you know, it's funny because I'm a Scorpio. You think we would just love talking about sex. But, you know, I think some of us are still a little old-fashioned and get a little bit embarrassed. So one of the things I'm figuring out right now about Scorpios is that we're sort of redefining our relationship with sensuality and how we experience that, communicate about that, and ask for getting our needs met, and also how we respond to others who ask us for certain favors, shall we say, in terms of having their needs met. And so this retrograde is a really good time to explore that, you know, either on your own or with your partner or with a group of your girlfriends or you know, guy friends, and to just really talk about it, because I think it's something in our society sometimes that we're uncomfortable with, and you know, some people now are having lingerie parties and talking about all sorts of things openly. But it's interesting that we don't always feel comfortable just sitting around the kitchen table, maybe talking with our daughters about it. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. Well, and you know, the Mercury retrograde is hitting Scorpios in the 11th house, which is all about communicating with friends and groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while, you know, group meetings may be sort of put off or delayed, or you have groups of people that seem to sort of push you out, like cliques seem to push you out.
Yes.
That isn't a big deal during this retrograde. You just have to sort of accept it. The other thing with Scorpios right now with the retrograde is you will have old acquaintances come through, old friends, old coworkers, not necessarily lovers, but definitely friends, coworkers, and the like. So, you know, it's pretty interesting. I've got a Scorpio father and a Scorpio father, and my boyfriend's got Scorpio rising, and so many people in my life have Scorpio somewhere in the top three planets, and it's hitting them in such a way where really they're kind of being pushed back. They really are kind of being pushed back. So, yeah. You know, one more time, I'm getting private messages from people, and I can't handle any more windows. But we don't do readings on this show, so please don't ask us to do a reading. And Carrie, thank you so much for mentioning that again. And we're going to go on to Sagittarius. Aww.
Yay.
Which I love, because that's me. I'm a Sag and have a Sag Mercury. And, Sages are getting hit, interestingly, this time around, because it's hitting us when it comes to partnership and relationships big time. And anything dealing with partnership, whether it's joint finances or how you deal within your relationship, it is hitting the Sag in such a way where you're literally being asked to kind of be careful of how you're communicating and how clear you are and how loving you are, and not so much what you're getting, but more what are you putting out there. Big time with the Sages, and very sensitive. Sages are very sensitive right now because of the Virgo and Gemini angles to our chart with Sag. We're very sensitive to what's going on with everybody else, and there's a warning to be very careful about making any moves to change your life path, to change your partnership, any of that. You're going to have all kinds of things hitting you, and it's just really kind of premature to be making those moves if you have Sag in your top three or Sag in Mercury, because it will create friction. And as a Sag, I can tell you, there's a lot of information coming through to us all over the place. So, yeah, listen to all of you Sages out there. Yay!
Yeah, and Sages, too, I have always thought of as wounded healers on many levels. And so I definitely see, you know, the relationship component playing out with this Mercury retrograde. And, you know, again, you Sag folks, you're so sort of free-spirited. I love the independence. And, like, in ways that as a Scorpio, I find that I'm more reserved and traditional, the Sagittarius says, oh, yeah, we know that tradition's there, but look at this new trail to blaze. There's all this adventure out there, so let's go get it. And, again, I hear that the Virgo voice with that Mercury traveling through Sag and just saying, yeah, that looks really exciting, that whole fire thing going down that trail. Maybe you ought to bring a fire extinguisher with you just in case it gets bigger than you think it you wanted it to. So, yeah.
Well, and judgment right now for Sages is really kind of compromised. You know, we can't really see things very clearly unless we become very, very mindful. You know, one of the other things to watch for is authority figures during this time, whether that's a boss, a father, a husband, you know, someone in authority or the police. Be careful, because you're going to magnetize to you during this, the way the Virgo retrograde, Mercury retrograde is hitting. You have a possibility of magnetizing authority in a negative way. because you may not have a healthy respect for that authority, or you may not have rectified your own authority. So, again, go back to the self. Where am I not holding my own authority in my life and letting people sort of step on me? But suspend any kind of communication about that until it passes, because otherwise it will blow. It won't be clear. You know, you gotta take the information now and sort of go within yourself and then do something later, but don't make any big moves. And they're saying in the chat room, I mean, really, like, yeah, hold on to your partner, whoever that was. I think it was Carrie.
Yeah. Well, the other thing to be aware of, too, as we, you know, sort of segue into Capricorn, is that Sagittarius folks around 2007 finally had Pluto leave their sign, and it visited there for quite a while. So those of you with Sagittarius Sun and Sagittarius Rising may have felt as though the carpet was pulled out from underneath you during that period. And to finally have a sense
until
of,
recently,
you know,
when it finally left, it was a big movement out, and it was only, a few months ago when it finally left?
Yeah, because it stationed direct and then traveled back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then went back again. And I'll tell you, when it comes to work, what normally would work for me for work, it didn't work over the last 2.5-3 years. It really just all of a sudden went to this place where it's like, what the heck? Everything I've ever done before worked. Now nothing's working the way I want. And it was because of the way Pluto was stationed, and thank God it's gone. Thank you.
Yeah, but on the positive side of things, because, you know, I'm always after that, looking for the light, chasing the light, I know that it gave you an opportunity to develop areas of your life and, you know, ways that you were thinking and relating to the world that make you so much more powerful as a healer. And, you know, I know personally that Bernadette is an amazing reader. I've consulted her a number of times, and she's always been right on. And I think in large part that is because she's very direct, very honest, and really does reflect that sort of Sagittarian sensibility about being a little bit fearless about moving forward, and that it's okay to make mistakes. And so it's great to, you know that Pluto had that sort of influence on you and sort of enhance what you already had.
Well, one
had.
Of the things I know with Sag is, in the last few years, one of the things that we've really been hit with, and again through this retrograde that keeps hitting me, has been don't answer unless you're asked. I mean, Sages are so good at, like, just speaking from a place where it's like off the cuff, there's no fluff. We don't do fluff. I don't do fluff. I don't know about other Sages. No, I do. Most of my Sag friends, there is no fluff. We tell you like it is. And if you don't want to hear it, then you should not ask. The trick for the Sag right now and for the past few years has been don't speak if you're not asked. Don't give your opinion because you could blow somebody over with it. And, I mean, I literally have had to learn over the last few years in even doing readings for people, if they don't ask the question, don't answer it because they really don't want to know. And I've been hung up on a few times because I started to ask a question that wasn't, or answer a question that wasn't asked, and it's like, oops, my bad. You know, so now I'm very careful. If you don't ask me, I'm not going to tell you. I don't care what vision I see. If you don't ask, I'm not going to tell you. That's just the way it
right.
is.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's, again, part of that wounded healer. You meet somebody on the path, and they ask you for a healing, but the truth is you met them on the path where they were at. And so, you know what I mean? We have to kind of meet them there. And sometimes the only question they're capable of asking isn't, you know, where's the water? It's, you know, how do I get to the bridge that's going to take me on the raft that goes to the, you know.
So, exactly. So we're at Capricorn. Capricorn, you guys have lots of issues with job and communications with coworkers, and it also is hitting you in a place where there's a lot of, let's just say, disorganization surrounding the job, you know, and other people's errors, other coworkers' errors. So keep your cool about you. You know, you're all business. I mean, Capricorn is all business. It's funny because my Venus is in Capricorn, and Capricorn's that business sign. My mom's a Cap, and when I look at, like, how Caps love, Capricorns love in such a very sort of business way, you know, you're either an asset or a liability, and that is the way a Capricorn views things. Everything is either an asset or a liability. And in dealing with this Mercury retrograde, be careful that you're not lining your opinion up against somebody because they made an error. Understand that there's going to be errors made in the workplace, and that is something that you're going to have to just deal with. It's hitting your ninth house, so you got to be very careful with travel plans, with work issues, with education plans, you know, plans for the future, or if you're dealing with communication with, let's say, a professor at school, and also with legal issues, you're getting hit with those too. So just be very cautious about how you go about it. And those of you that have Capricorn sun or rising, you know, now's the time to sort of sit back and really look at how you're communicating in those areas with other people. How are you coming off? Are you coming off as someone who's sort of the know-it-all, who does it all, who, you know, look at me, I'm all business, and you're not? Not necessarily the best place to come from. Really start to expand your vision and be compassionate.
Right. And the other thing to know right now as a Capricorn is that you do have Pluto transiting your sign. And that is a process that takes about 12 years. And, you know, yes, I say, oh, my God, poor Caps, too, because I had one of those Pluto transits. And I'm telling you, it's great for reinventing yourself. And if you're at a place in your life where you're very conscious and you're able to be present, the Pluto transit can be an amazing transformational tool to help you get directed toward your life purpose. But there is some destruction that comes along with that. And sometimes that destruction involves sort of your whole identity or the identity of the support system that you think you have in place. Pluto will definitely challenge that for you. And with Virgo, again, and Mercury retrograde happening in those areas for you, your healing project is really to think about, you know, what that means for you. And if you, you know, in your current form were to expire and transform, what would the new you look like? Who would that person be? So, you know, welcome to that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to move on to Aquarius and Pisces. We've only got, boy, the show just zipped by. We've only got 7 minutes left. So I'm going to talk really fast. And if you guys have any questions, hurry up and call in. But we're at Aquarius, which I have a little Aquarius baby, and I love her to death. She's just so interesting to me. But it's hard to watch with kids, like, how the Mercury hits them, Mercury retrograde, because I don't know that it does. I mean, I really, maybe it does, and she just never lets anything hit her sideways. But right now with Aquarius, you know, it really is hitting you and affecting you in terms of communication with intimate and financial matters, things that you don't necessarily want the neighbors to know, you know, or anyone outside of your outer circle to know. So it really is dealing with communications with your children, or with children, with your romantic partners, with people that are in your inner circle. So very, very careful when you're talking about kind of dealing with that communication and how you're putting yourself out there or how you're not putting yourself out there. It's hitting you in the eighth house, which can be very much shared resources, so other people's money, child support, loans, taxes. It will hit you there too, but the main part of what I keep seeing with Aquarius is during this retrograde, it really is about intimacy, sexuality, private things that you don't want other people to know, and be very careful about who you talk to about these private things, because during a retrograde, that's the time when those things sort of slip out. You know, and you don't necessarily want everyone to know your dirty laundry, but you may very well have to deal with it. And again, be careful. If you're going to file for taxes or something this late in the game, be careful with the way you do it and double-check your paperwork, because that's one of the things that gets hit with the retrograde, the way it's hitting your eighth house. And then the last one, are you there, Soph?
Yes. Oh, I'm totally listening. I'm just trying
okay,
to let
so
you
last
get
one. I'm going to get through is Pisces. Pisces is, wow, that's the psychic sign of the zodiac. I mean, big time psychic sign of the zodiac, and it's happening in your seventh house. This Mercury retrograde is hitting you in the place where you do one-on-one communications. And again, see, you guys are getting hit with this partnership communication as well. The other thing that can happen because it's hitting your partnership sector is that an ex partner will resurface, not necessarily in a good way, because it can bring a misunderstanding, or if you're in a relationship and you still have feelings for the ex, it may confuse you and make you want to switch focus. Be very, very careful of sort of going back there, because you may very well be disappointed. But the main thing is rethink how your partnership arrangement is set up. Rethink, you know, really, like, how do I communicate with my partner? Am I loving? Am I giving? Or am I overreacting? You know, am I being defensive? What am I doing here? And you're gonna have to deal with the relationship issues as this one hits you and through the next few weeks. I mean, it ends, what, September 12th?
Yeah, but I like to think of it really as being probably 2 or 3 days even outside of that, because what I've noticed is even as the planet stations direct, it's almost like the last details or the last little bits of loose ends kind of shake their way out of your energy influence. And so what I've noticed definitely is that there, some people refer to it as wobble or echo or shadow, but really it's just sort of a period, a window of readjusting at last to another energy. And so for me, that's how I think of it. And two, the Pisces folks who are very emotional, again, Pisces is the opposite side of Virgo. So what we're seeing is, as you say, this almost a conflict really, or a dissonance between how we feel it sensually with illusions and symbols and all of that, and what we really think about it from a logical, you know, from that place of logos within us that needs to have a structure and an understanding. So absolutely.
Yeah. So that wraps it up. I think we made it all the way through the signs, didn't we? We did.
Yes. We covered them all.
We've only got a couple minutes to spare. So, you know, I want to put out there to all of you that joined us tonight, thank you so much for coming. If you want to get in touch with Sophie, her Facebook, you can get her through Facebook as she redoes her website. And Sophie, do you want to type that into the chat room for everybody?
Sure.
It's also on the Hidden Wisdom profile. If you want to reach me,
yeah,
you can go to BernadetteSVision.com. Next week, we are going to jump into a kind of a controversial subject, and I really want to be gentle with how I present this to you all. But Sophie and I are going to really delve into scriptural references when it comes to intuitive gifts, psychic gifts, spiritual gifts of healing, and all of that. We're going to get into that next week, so I hope you guys all join us, because a lot of the people that listen to the show have, and me included, have a religious background, and there's a big debate going on and has been for a long time, but for some reason, Spirit's really put it on my heart that we've got to get some information out there about, is this evil? Is being clairvoyant or hearing messages or seeing visions and meditation and yoga and Reiki healing, is it evil? And you'll be pretty interested to find out what Scripture actually said about it. So, yeah, come back next week.
Anything I'm totally looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm totally looking forward to it.
Interesting conversation, and you guys will be pretty shocked, as I was when I really started to dive into the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, and it's really, this is a timely conversation to be having with folks, because I think everybody has this gift to a greater or lesser degree, and we're really reaching a point in human evolution where we're connecting with each other using these gifts, and so it's important to sort of understand how our religious upbringings have influenced our ability to get clear and connected.
And you know, the more we can kind of get our own belief system, and we're going to give you the resources too next week so that you can do your own research, make your own mind up. But hopefully what it will do is give you the tools to understand what the scriptures did say before it got changed. And then, you know, make your own mind up, clear your belief system so that whatever you decide you need to enhance as far as your own gifts, you can do that without a muddied conscience, and that's the biggest part of it. So thanks again, everybody, for joining
absolutely.
Us. And this is Bernadette.
And Sophie.
And Sophie. Yep, there she is. So we will be back next week, you guys. Thank you for turning out. Thank you for your calls. We look forward to seeing y'all here next week.
Yes.